From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is blaming the Islamic State group for Tuesday's suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport that killed 42 and wounded more than 200 others. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning Wednesday as security tightened at airports around the world, including the U.S., where lawmakers were given a classified briefing on the Islamic State group. Senator Marco Rubio.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says the triple suicide bombing at the airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State and warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. European Union leaders are looking ahead without Britain as a member, wrapping up a summit in Brussels on Wednesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron addressed the group, which is calling on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. Lisa Bryant reports.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. President Obama speaking yesterday.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The leaders were meeting at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. This is VOA News. Controversial Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte has pledged to crack down on crooks, but he says the country is facing other deep-rooted challenges.
Erosion of faith and trust in government. That is the real problem that confronts us. Resulting therefrom, I see the erosion of the people's trust in our country's leaders, the erosion of faith in our judicial system, the erosion of confidence in the capacity of our public servants to make the people's lives better, safer, and healthier.
Duterte, a 71-year-old former prosecutor, was elected in May to serve a six-year term in his first role in national politics. Russia and Turkey are set to resume cooperation on trade and travel. The agreement followed a telephone conversation between the country's presidents, the first such conversation since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Russia would start talks with Turkey on resuming trade and economic relations and would lift restrictive measures, that is, on Russian tourists visiting Turkey. The two leaders plan to meet face-to-face in September on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. Egyptian investigators say a data flight recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean on May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. The recorder shows the smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered but damaged. It's being repaired in Paris and could provide more clues into the cause of the crash. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says it may rule next month on a case filed by the Philippines against claims China over the South China Sea. China has refused to participate in any hearings, saying it will not comply with any decision by the tribunal. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.